This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanksgiving in like 2 weeks, or excuse me, Halloween in like 2 weeks, yeah. And then we are straight into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, then we're slammed into the holidays.
And Thanksgiving's a stressful holiday, one, because of family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's hard to deal with. But if you are someone that is preparing food, it seems like it's an endless task,
yeah.
Especially if you're responsible for the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some information we get this week changes everything.
Nice.
Everything. And it's going to save you time. Most importantly, it could save you money.
That's good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You ready for this?
What's that?
Butterball has just unveiled a new turkey that you don't have to defrost.
But it comes to you frozen.
It's a frozen turkey.
And then you just cook it frozen?
It can go straight from the freezer into the oven.
How Man. Does that work?
That saves you a day.
And why can't you do that then with a regular another frozen
well,
turkey?
Well, because it wouldn't cook evenly. I don't know what the technology is.
Right, like
here.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, how do they freeze this differently?
I tried to look it up. I couldn't figure it out.
Cryogenics, like they did with Ted Williams' head. They said you could cook his head right, you could throw his head right in the oven, and you would have a major leaguer for dinner tonight. Pair that up with a nice wine. Mwah.
So there are a couple of reasons why Butterball said they come up with this idea. One, a shockingly large amount of people don't know how long you have to thaw a turkey.
Because it can take forever.
So up to 3 days in the refrigerator.
Right.
That you need to thaw your turkey if you're going to be making
your turkey.
Which
my mother never did that. They just let it sit in Florida.
Mm.
Which comes to the second point.
Yes.
This keeps people from getting sick.
Yeah, the bacteria builds up.
Yes, not only on the turkey, but even if you take care of the turkey, okay, the raw turkey on the counter, people will then cook on the counter with the raw turkey there, and people end up getting sick.
You get the holiday squirts.
But the funniest part of this, the third reason they came up with this, and it might be the biggest reason,
what?
A surprising amount of Americans that don't want to touch a raw turkey.
It is, I mean, it does feel kind of weird.
One company rep said they were losing a bunch of money on raw turkey simply because folks were grossed out touching a slimy
bird.
Well,
think about it. Like, most of us don't cook a lot anymore. Like, my parents and, like, grandparents did.
Sure, yeah.
So that texture's got to feel weird now because you just don't work with food like that.
Yeah, anymore. Where, like, you're cooking a full part of an animal.
Like, you don't cook a whole chicken in your oven anymore.
But there's something about a turkey where it's the grossest of all the meats to the touch.
Yes, because there's so much goddamn skin.
Is that what it is?
It has to be. Think about that. That's the most skin you have in your house to eat.
That is the most skin you have in your house.
Well, think about what else that's covered in skin.
What else do you keep the skin on? Yeah.
I guess you're right.
That's raw like that. Yeah. It's a big-ass chicken.
But, like, I mean, I'll cook a chicken, no problem. Doesn't bother me.
Well, it's smaller,
too. But when's the last time you went and bought a whole chicken and cooked it in an oven?
Okay, you're talking about my wife, right? Like, I mean.
Yeah, but it's still rare. I mean, you guys are on a run.
You're right. But, like, I don't have a problem taking a chicken out because I used to do that all the time at Wegmans. I was the prepared chickens guy.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah, no big deal. Still a skill.
Wait, you were president of the chicken?
I was chicken president.
Wow.
Yeah. They shot the chicken president down him. I have no problem cooking with ground beef, steak, sausages, all that stuff. But there is something about a turkey where I just get like the ick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So here's the thing.
Right.
With this butterball turkey that They are unveiling that you do not have to defrost. You can go right from the freezer to the oven. It is a game changer.
You ain't kidding, man.
Like, it will affect how people handle Thanksgiving. Kimmy, can you Google and see if it's available this year? Because I have not gotten to take a look at that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I wonder what the whack on it is, though.
Good question.
What's but the
it's got to be
Butterball.
Butterball.
Because turkeys are traditionally pretty goddamn cheap per pound.
Yeah.
They're like, what, 79 cents a pound or something
like
that?
Sure. Yeah. But like even you could still save money even if it's a more expensive turkey, because there are people, based on the labor and potential screw-ups, that won't even deal with the turkey. They'll go out and buy it prepared. Right. And if you've bought a prepared turkey for Thanksgiving,
yeah, bend over.
Oh my God.
Two cavities are getting filled.
So you're going to save money that way if you do it this turkey, right? Mm. And then the folks who are insecure, you just brought up people don't cook that much anymore. Mm. Folks that are insecure about cooking turkey simply because they don't know how to do it. Bingo.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Right? Like,
it takes 3 days off your table.
Yes, you'll save days.
Yeah.
Save days.
Yeah.
There is only one thing you have to worry about with this freezer to oven turkey.
What's to worry?
Turkey snubs.
Oh, you don't
like
tell
it's
them.
Not going to taste as good kind of thing?
Well, I wouldn't tell them.
You're not going to say a word.
No, why would you?
Ooh.
Just serve it.
That seems like a common conversation, right? Like, where'd you get the turkey? Who made the turkey? How'd you prepare the turkey?
I feel like the conversation's more about how big the turkey is than where you got the turkey.
There's always someone at the house who asks, where'd you get the turkey? Was it a live turkey? Was it a fresh turkey? Was it a frozen turkey? Who made the turkey? You're not going to believe it. I got it at Aldi's. I know. It's a great turkey.
Yeah, I would lie my ass off.
Like, Thanksgiving brings out the douchiest of food snobs.
Yeah, the food holes.
And it can go so many routes, right? Like the make-it-yourself turkey versus somebody else prepared it for you. The frozen turkey versus the fresh turkey. The
fried turkey.
Fried turkey versus the oven turkey.
Those were huge for years.
They still are.
Yeah, until everybody burnt their garages down.
You got the argument of the farm-raised fresh turkey versus the store-bought fresh turkey. Do I have ham along with the turkey?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's got an opinion because we've all done Thanksgiving before and we all think we know.
Yeah.
There is a farm in Henrietta. I was shocked by this.
Turkey farm?
Yeah. So I had never seen this before. I think it's on Good Burlett Drive.
All right.
And we had driven by it a couple of days ago, dropping one of my daughter's friends off for hockey. And it's a bunch of turkeys running around.
Yeah.
There's a phone number. It says, you know, get your turkey for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, that might be fun. Like a fresh turkey from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I don't want to do it.
But why?
I don't know.
The thought of like seeing the turkey and then it's on your table dead.
Is that what it is? Because do you not know where the turkey comes from?
But do you go there and like pick your turkey out?
I just saw it driving by. I have no idea. That would make the most sense, right? Like it's a lobster in a tank?
Yeah, I mean, you want to check it out, right?
That one.
Man, it's cute. You pet it and everything. You give it a name.
And then you chop its head off.
And then it's time to meet the executioner, boy.
Like, that sounds like a fun family thing, right? Not the meeting the turkey, but like, you know. Like,
I mean, your daughters may get disturbed because now you can put a face to the meal.
Okay. I don't know. It's a unique thing we've never tried before.
It is, but I don't know how your kids are going to process that.
I feel like I might just do it.
All right.
Like, I might just, like...
Did the whole family go down to the old turkey farm?
Oh, no, I mean, like, alone. I want to know what it tastes...
Well, you did it alone. That's perfect. You don't have to traumatize anybody.
But that's what I mean. I just wonder how my wife would react if I brought home the fresh-from-the-farm turkey.
But it sounds like you got to cook it quick.
I haven't thought that through.
Right?
Yeah, do you pick it up, like, day of? Or, like, a day before?
This is a plan that I've been working out in my head in the last 40
years. Like, I don't know how long a fresh turkey would last in your fridge.
Just pop in the fridge. It's fine. It's probably fine.
Or leave it out back.
252 WCMF Butterball announces this week they have developed a freezer to oven turkey. You do not have to defrost it. It's a game changer. Do we have information?
So I did. I basically did the math for the average. It says an average of 12 pounds, those turkeys, and they range from like $250 to $3. So I did $275 for 12 pounds, which is about $33.
Okay, so $33 for a freezer to oven turkey.
Not bad.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dan. Hey, Danny boy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Quick question. Okay, if you're going to get a frozen turkey, a lot of people, when they cook turkey, they stuff the turkey.
Yes.
How are you going to stuff a frozen turkey?
It's a great question, Dan.
You got to get a pickaxe. Oh, I mean, we were talking about that a couple weeks back.
Is Tommy going to set up a kiosk in the men's room?
No, probably not.
No, I mean, that wouldn't make sense. I mean, why would you stuff a turkey in the men's room?
Yeah, and by the way, we're not here in the, you know, the... Offices.
Men's
closed.
Room's closed.
Yeah, and there's not even like a counter to do it on,
really.
It's just
it's
a
very
bathroom,
unsanitary.
Dan. It doesn't make any sense.
A lot of bacteria.
Yeah. Good try, Dan.
I know. I'm trying.
Okay, bye, Dan.
Stop trying, Dan.
Yeah, bye.
Boo, Dan. Boo, Dan sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.